motherfucker, I don't give a shit. If you don't pay taxes, if you don't pay into the system, you don't feel it. You don't feel the way, you don't know what, if you don't work and you don't pay taxes, you don't know what it's like to be told by the government that one third of everything you do belongs to these people. You don't know what it's like to think about a purchase in terms of spending $30 on a business item that you can buy, or saving it and only having to spend $10 on the federal government in terms of taxes. If you don't fucking pay into the system, you have no idea how painful. It's so painful. It's like they're running a potato peeler over my fucking arm and just ripping me apart for my time and my effort. What I get is so little for so much work, and they're entitled to a third of it to do nothing, to sit there and breed and watch TV and use TikTok. I do so much for so little, and they rip me apart for a third of everything every day. For they can do nothing. So they can do nothing. I hate you. I hate these people. I hope they all starve to death. And if they try to steal my fucking groceries, I'm going to shoot them dead. Literally, just get a fucking job. If you get a fucking job, you'll see. You'll feel it too. They'll start running the cheese grater down your fucking back. And then suddenly you'll fucking hate them too. And then you'll want to participate in democracy and get rid of them. But until then, you're on the wrong team. You're on team EBT American.
Yes. And you don't have a regular job. They are now forcing you to do community service hours.
Oh no, community service.
At least 15 hours a week, or you lose your food stamps.
I thought that this would be like another montage, and she, because she's like in a trailer. It's like, oh, she must be on EBT too. She must be ranting about it. No, she's telling you to get a fucking job.
And on food stamps for 13 years, okay?
Damn, dog, 13 years?
Okay, I get the maximum, $4,300 a month.
$4,300?
If I will...
What?
Go out and get a real job, work for cash, why would you think I would work for free?
Dude, tell me about it! Tell me about it! Why the entire structure is set up to incentivize you to do nothing. It's incentivizing you to own nothing. You can't get Section 8 if you own a house. You can't get food stamps if you have a job. You're incentivized to do nothing. There is definitely a cost ratio for the average person. You can spend 40 hours a week doing a shitty fucking job to get not enough money, or you can do nothing and get less money. But it's like, why would, if I make 20, what is like the minimum wage? Let's say you do $10 an hour times 40 times 4, 1600. Why would you work for 40 hours a week for $1,600 if you can sit on your fucking ass and do nothing and not, and get, you know, $1,300 in benefits? Who would ever decide to work 40 hours a week when you could work no hours a week and get basically the same amount of money? And then you can just do shit illegally for money. You can go on YouTube and or whatever and get money through Venmo or whatever the fuck. And probably earn enough to get cigarettes and shit. Look, why would anybody ever fucking work if they work for a low wage? We have deliberately set the system up so that people have no incentive to do anything. And then we don't have any low-wage workers because we've incentivized doing fucking anything. So then it's like, well, we have a shortage in a labor force. What do? Let's import 50 million Indians to do everything because they don't get benefits. But then the moment they get in, then they get benefits because then they got a green card and they managed to get on Section 8. And snap, it's like, well, fuck, now we don't have those people either. And we need more money. And we need people working low-income jobs. We'll have to import 50 million more people from fucking Latin America. Like, if you just got rid of all this shit and people had to fucking work, there would be no problem. Everything would be fine. I can't stress it enough. If you just got rid of this bullshit, it would all be fine instantly. Eventually you get hungry and you have to figure out how to eat in between your riots. And then it calms down because you're working and paying taxes. And you're like, well, fuck people that don't want to work anyways. Which, by the way, is the exact argument that people make against capitalism. The communists go, well, once you're working and you have to pay taxes, then you become a class traitor and you hate people on benefits. Like, that's what they say, because it's true. The moment they got the cheese grater on you, you fucking hate everybody else.